位亲爱的弟兄姐妹，大家好。
Beloved brothers and sisters，
看到你们就高兴，看到世界的一切就不开心。
So Pastor Madeline said, and I agree that just looking at your face gives us a lot of joy, but looking at the world makes us think.
上个周末呢，当我听说总理要考虑援引，要引用那个紧急状态法，我就开始里面就大大的翻腾。
When she knew that our government, our great leader, wanted to evoke this act about freezing all our
emergency act.
Emergency act, yeah.
我很熟悉。
Emergency act.
对，那我心里就被 troubled.
And she was very troubled.
对，那我其实是很容易被有些事情影响的，我没那么属灵了，我也承认。
She says she's not that spiritual, that the things of the world does affect her. Who doesn't?
然后呢，星期天晚上，星期一整天，都真的就像圣经说的，心里愤愤不平。
So the whole of Monday, her spirit is troubled.
对 ，fret. Okay, 就像圣经说的 ，I fret in my heart. Okay, 然后呢？当然我知道这礼拜要讲到，我也不能一直在这种状态里面啊，紧急状态里面啊，对不对？
The Lord is very humorous, make it in such a point that she knew that she has to speak today, so you cannot fret the whole week, right?
对，所以呢，星期一晚上我就开始，哎呀，主啊，
so she lament,
求你啊，帮助我啊，赐给我。
Please help me,
我星期一晚上都还不知道要讲什么啊，我说主啊，你是教会的主，所有的信息是你的信息，我什么都赖给他。对。你请你吃下你的信息的题目，还有你的信息的内容 ，please, please, please。好，你没翻。
You already say, so she backed up. Please, please, please. Okay.
I mean, 结果呢？星期二一早起来呢
？So on the Tuesday, behold.
一早呢，就出现一个题目，叫做“过犹不及”。
Then a Chinese idiom came out. Let her translate because I'm not good with idioms. Okay.
过犹不及就是too much is not as good as too little. Too much is as bad as too little. Excess is as bad as not enough. Okay, something like that. Okay, 过犹不及。我就跟主说，这个是《论语》的话，不是圣经的话。这肯定是我愤愤不平的结果。
She argued with the Lord. Lord, this is not scriptural.This may be.
This is Confucius 的《论语》。
This is Confucius' word, not scripture.
对，这不会是讲到的题目。我说主啊，哎，主，这是我自己想出来，因为我太愤愤不平，觉得那个 Emergency Act 紧急状态法令是杀鸡用牛刀，对不对
？She says that the Emergency Act is likened to use a knife that is to kill.Like animals, like cattle, and kills a little chicken.
对，或者是小题大做，很小题大做这样子，或用一个大锤来敲碎花生，这都是太超过。
Yeah.
太超，所以我才会有过犹不及嘛，觉得太超过了。
Yeah,
okay.
She felt, yeah.
然后呢？那我还是继续祷告，我跟主说，这个应该不是，那我就放掉它。主，我再重新跟你祷告，求你赐下你的题目，然后就开始做我早上应该做的。
So Lord, I shall abandon my thoughts and I want to concentrate on what you have to say and to give.
Okay. 然后呢，一读到《荒漠甘泉》二月十五号星期二啊，那天居然出现说，你不要为作恶的心怀不平。
So,
神就借着那个讲到诗篇三十七篇第一节说，不要为作恶的心怀不平。
For the evil doing, yeah.
那我就说哦，好吧，那我要收拾我的心情，我要专注在那个神的话语上面，
yeah, so,
好好的研读路加十三章，好好的来预备主你要给我的讲到的题目，这样子我就当时就服下来了 ，calm 下来了，
so,
因为神说话了嘛。
Calm down, yeah.
结果到了星期二晚上呢。其实主又告诉我一个题目，就是突然我很清楚的就领受到。
Yeah, so on Tuesday night she got the message.
然后那个题目叫做“过犹不及”，还是“过犹不及”，但是下面加了半句“使不中敌”。过犹不及，使不中敌。
Yeah.
那个第二句的意思，第一句是 too much or too little 都不好，都 no not good。And second one 矢不中的就是 the arrow miss the bull's eye。OK， 就是矢不中的。我还跟主说，哦，主你很幽默啊，还押韵呢、啊，还 rhymed， 过犹不及，矢不中的。但是这一次我说阿门，这是主的题目。这我知道这是主定义要讲的题目，为什么？因为立刻有一节经文就浮现出来，我们都很熟的，罗马书三章二十三节。
So the word from Romans 3:23 come to being spoken by the Lord.
对，因为这句话说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。世人所有的人都犯了罪，虽然神爱世人，世人都犯了罪。Right?
Yes.
犯了罪的结果就是亏缺了神的荣耀。
So Romans 3:23 the Lord emphasized on the word for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
你知道这个世人都犯了罪这句话我很熟，因为希腊文的原文、啊、希腊文原文讲到罪，他用的保罗在这里用的是 hamartia。
So the word sin here is according to the Jewish root word hamartia.
哎，下一页应该有 hamartia。不是，对，上面那个 hamartia 的意思就是没有射中靶心，箭矢不中的。所以当矢不中的之后，我知道主定义要讲这个。
Yeah. So sin is defined in the Jewish lexicon.
Hebrew.
Yeah, Hebrew.
Greek.
Sorry.
因为这个是保罗是 Greek。
Oh, okay.
Greek
so,
是 hamartia， 对。
Yeah. So the word hamartia is defined in the Greek lexicon as that you miss the mark, right?
对 ，miss the mark，、过犹不及，一定会 miss the mark。你太超过或太不够，你一定射不中靶心嘛。
Yeah. So、
所以神其实他就是要讲过犹不及，但我拒抗拒不要，神就加了矢不中的。
So if you have too much or you too little。Indeed, you miss the mark. This is what the Lord is trying to say
对
in this message. Yeah.
那 miss the mark 结果，矢不中的结果，下一句就是亏缺了神的荣耀，这是大事啊。
Yeah. And therefore, if you miss the mark, therefore, it's a good definition of sin. If you miss the mark, sin is not sin, but you miss the mark. Everything that God wants to do, you miss the mark is considered sin. Therefore, then you miss the glory of God.
对，你 fall
short.
Yeah. Fall short. 那因为你知道那个希腊文跟希伯来文是没有办法对等，中文跟他们也没有办法对等，所以中文翻成罪，希腊文这里用的是 hamartia， 然后那希腊文讲到罪，它有好几个不同的字，有一个罪就是这个，就是没有射中靶心，这也是没有达到神的标准，这也是罪，也有的罪就是真的实际的犯罪啊。也有的就违反律法的罪，都是不同的字，还有那个就是你越界了也是罪，也都有不同的希腊文，或者是你不小心滑出去你又滑回来，这也是罪。所以总而言之希腊文的罪好多个字，但是三章二十三节用的是 hamartia， 就是矢不中的，就是没有射中靶心，没有达到神的标准，这样子。
So all can be considered sin. For example, sin or evenwrongdoing, you know, misconception of your thinking, but anything that just fall short or miss the mark, that is can be considered sin. That's what he's trying to say. Yeah.
然后亏缺了神的荣耀，荣耀在这里呢，保罗用的是希腊文是 doxa。那我要知道说，世人都犯了罪，一个义人都没有，全部犯罪了哈。然后这个荣耀呢，希腊文是 doxa。OK， 这个 doxa 的意思呢，它的解释原文的意思呢，本来是就是说意见，人对这个人的意见，或者是这个人他可以衍生为说他的声誉、他的名声和他的荣誉这样子的，就 doxa 就是亏缺了他的荣誉。Yeah.
The Jewish definition of the word glory.
不是 Jewish， 这里是 Greek。
Sorry. Yeah, I always keep saying because
我待会会讲到 Hebrew 对。
No.
对。
Sorry, I more have a Jewish mind. So sorry. The Greek definition of this word glory
is doxa.
Yeah. Greek means what?
Means 就是一个他的对这个人的评语啦，想法啦，或者是对他的那个声誉，他这个
doxa can be defined as a as the
thought about someone, 或者是他的 reputation, 或者是这个人他的荣誉，对，他的非常他很有荣誉的这样子哈。但是希腊文的荣耀我们都比较熟了，希腊文有一个用法是 kabod、kabod 在这里是 kabod、这个 kabod、这个希腊文、这个 kabod 的原文的意思呢是一个重量 weight、荣耀是有荣耀的
is the word glory has, is identified with the word、the weight of things、
yes 所以我才说圣经有那么一句话极重无比永远的荣耀有没有极重无比永远的荣耀
The weight of his glory、
对而这个荣耀当然后来就衍生为价值他的尊贵他的全能他的威严都是他的 glory 都是 kabod 这就是神的本体就是荣耀啦 OK 然后我就想到说世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀在这里有太超过的一些的 举止有不够的其实全世界都犯了罪所有的教会都在这上面没有一个射中靶心都亏缺了神的荣耀神今天要为他的荣耀发声神今天是真的要讲到他自己的荣耀被亏缺的太厉害了
So because we have all of mankind has fallen short of the has sinned and fallen short of the glory of God and today the Lord wants to speak more about his glory
他要提醒我们我们亏缺了神的荣耀我们应该如何他也要告诉我们为什么他的荣耀是这么重要我们在民数记十四章二十一节那里
So let us speak about his glory
他自己他指着他自己启示说的
21.
然我指着我的永生启示遍地要被我的荣耀充满、
So Numbers 14:21 says But truly as I liveAll the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
遍地要被他荣耀充满。我们大家都在亏缺他的荣耀，但是他发誓，遍地都要被他的荣耀充满。而且这个 shall be 还是未来将会完全的他的荣耀充满的，没有人能够再来亏缺了。对。
So because of sin, we fall short of the glory of God. But it's every intention of God in Numbers 14:21 that the earth, every of his intention, purposes, that the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord.
对，全地都要被他荣耀充满。然后我们知道诗篇七十二篇是跟加拿大的命定有关系的，对不对？
Right.
诗篇七十二篇十九节在后面的时候，他也讲到说，他荣耀的名也当称颂，直到永远。愿他的荣耀充满全地。阿门。阿们
yes.
So 其实加拿大命定也是要让他的荣耀充满全地的、
right. So Psalm 72 is a psalm actually of Solomon But actually given、when our forefathers、wrote the scriptures on the wall of parliament 72 is written there that at the end of 72 These words were saying And blessed be his glorious name forever And let the whole earth be filled with his glory Amen and Amen
现在这一次抗争的地点是在渥太华的国会山那里国会的时候就写了诗篇七十二篇的其中的、第八节与加拿大有关就是说神他要执掌权柄、从这海直到那海从大河直到地极、这里面没有但是就是我们很熟的知道在国会山是有这个刻着这句话在我们国会上面现在被包围的居然就是那个地点
yeah, so, so should be no surprise to us that、God does give little hints you know he's like the great God drop little hints and that the recent demonstration of the convoy started in Ottawa Hill and that the words of God from our forefathers from Psalm 72 is also Psalm 72:8 that he shall have dominion from sea to sea is written on the walls of our parliament
是啊所以 这不是偶然的主真的是要提醒我们而且这首诗篇最后一节才讲到是所 罗门的诗没有错，但最后一节他居然讲到说什么是耶西的儿子大卫的祈祷完毕。大卫最知道神的荣耀啊。
So, though it comes from Solomon, the originality, the original part of it does really come from King David, because David always knew about the glory of God.
我们今天真的是不是只有我们不是只有指责谁啦，我们加拿大全体都犯了罪，都使不重敌，都过犹不及，都亏缺了神的荣耀。
The whole of Canada has sinned, yes. You know that being silent and agreeing is also sin.
当我们就保持沉默，我们啥什么事都没做，那不就不及，也是一样，我们也是犯罪。有人做的太超过，有人做的不及，都是没有射中靶心。
阿们。
好，那我们也知道神何等宝贵他的荣耀，在哈巴谷书二章十四节有说到，认识耶和华荣耀的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一样。每一次讲到荣耀都是要充满全地，充满遍地。
Yeah, there's no other gods on this earth except our God, who's always so concerned about glory. So Habakkuk 2:14 says, for the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
我刚刚说了他的希伯来文，荣耀的希伯来文叫Kabod, 对不对？ Kabod, 在圣经有这么一个故事呢，在撒母耳记上四章二十一节那里有讲到，那个就是讲到当时以利因为纵容他自己的儿子犯罪，得罪神，他两个儿子犯罪，结果非利士人来攻打以色列，把约柜给掳走了，以利跟他两个儿子还有他的媳妇儿那天当场难产，就都死在同一天。在那样的情况之下的一个背景的故事。
So talking about the glory of God, Scripture also has told us, especially from a particular story, and it's found in 1 Samuel, where Eli, because of his sin, he did not discipline his children, and so his children also of the high priestly type, right, did such incredible, I think, atrocities against God.I mean, every of his ways are against God. That, you know, God will judge the house of Eli. And God did judge the house of Eli. When God said he will judge, he will judge, you know.
神就说他要审判要临到这个家。
And so, they went in the war with the Philistines, and they lost this war. And it also too, the Ark of the Covenant was captured by the Philistines. And then one of the son's wife was giving birth.And the son was coming out. And how do they call the son? What do they call? They saw called son.
这我们就读那个以撒撒母耳记。
What does Ichabod mean?
四章二十一节，他呢快难产快死的时候呢，那产妇说啊，你要生一个儿子，他已经心灰意冷，完全没感觉，他就给孩子起名叫以加伯 Ichabod， 意思就是加伯的没有了，就是。荣耀离开，就是荣耀离开以色列了。这是因神的约柜被掳去，又因他公公和丈夫都死了。当人来跟他报恶信的时候，他突然，他其实怀孕，就突然就一痉挛，然后就难产，最后生下来那个儿子起名叫以加伯。荣耀离开以色列，卡伯离开了。
As the daughter-in-law of Eli was giving birth.She gave birth to a son, and she named him Ichabod, which means the glory has departed from Israel because the ark was taken, and they lost the battle.
因为他的以利的两个儿子大大的犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。OK， 结果影响不止他们这一家，整个以色列都被影响。荣耀离开以色列，我们是不是要战惊？以利是当时的领袖啊。他是先知又是祭司啊，他如此纵容自己的儿子犯了这样的罪，亏缺神荣耀，大大的亏缺，神的审判不单临到他家，神的荣耀离开整个国家。我们真的在这里还是要来思想这件事情。
Yeah, so because Eli was the ruling priesthood, and the sins of the house of Eli was great. Even the Lord told Samuel. how he's going to judge the house of Eli and about the his descendant. And so and it happened here, you know, in 2 Samuel 4. And so here it is that the leaders of a nation, the leaders of a congregation, the leaders of an organization, the followers is only as good as the leaders, let me tell you.
就是说所有的领袖都要从这个功课里面学习， right. 因为亏缺神的荣耀，神的荣耀会离开，神的荣耀不单只是离开这个家这些人，他离开整个国家，
right.
这是何等叫我们站立。
The Lord left Israel, yeah.
所以这说到这里只不过是前言，就让你知道为什么神今天要提醒我们用过犹不及始不中敌来提醒我们全我们教会，尤其是教会的领袖，从我开始我们自己今天讲这信息自己要被大大的提醒。那我们祷告把这篇信息交给主。哈利路亚，主啊，谢谢你，赞美你，主，我俯伏在你面前，知道你今天要来提醒我们， 知道我们每个人都在这个世人里面，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。主，我们要怎么样？我们当如何行？我们要如何真实的来为你的荣耀，来真的尽我们的本分。主，求你来指示，宝血洁净涂抹遮盖，圣灵来膏抹你自己的信息。赞美主，奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
So Lord, we pray that you will speak through this message about your glory and how important it is to have that glory of God before us, and how much we have missed the mark.
所以我们首先，我们首先，我是认为说，我们首先要来看重宝贵，来渴慕神荣耀。因为你不渴慕神荣耀，你久而久之，当亏缺的神的荣耀，你都已经对荣耀不熟悉，都看为就轻慢了。但我们现在， 第一个，我们要全体悔改，要来渴慕神荣耀。第一点，Of
course, we want to turn from our sins and actually, really, long for the glory of God.
在这里呢，我们今天主题经文我就要提到摩西是一个何等看重神荣耀，何等渴慕神荣耀。他在出埃及记33章18-19节，他怎么样来祈求，怎么样来祷告。 Okay, 我们来看。
So I'll show you an example of a person that's Moses, that how he loved and craved for the glory of God.
在18节，摩西说，他跟神说，求你显出你的荣耀给我看。耶和华说，我要显我一切的恩慈，在你面前经过，宣告我的名，我要恩待谁就恩待谁，要怜悯谁就怜悯谁。 18-19节。
Yeah. Yeah. So Exodus 33:18-19 speaks about Moses' desire for this glory. And he said, please show me your glory. Then he said, I will make all my goodness pass before you, and I'll proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I'll be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I'll have compassion on whom I have compassion.
其实摩西是跟神最亲近，在这之前，出埃及记24章到32章，他都在山上40昼夜与神同在呀。
Yeah, so we know that Moses is always with the Lord, and in every way, very close to the Lord.
居然在33节，他下山之后，他居然就是又下山之后，他又再上山。32节他下山摔碎了，32节他又上山，他居然 求的这么大的呼求，就是要求神显出你的荣耀给我看。
Actually, Moses doesn't ask much from thing to this scripture, except that God's glory shall not be leaving, and that God's glory should always be with him.
这是他很深的渴慕啊。
That's his desire.
他大胆的向神求，因为当时的人都认为看到神可能是没命的。
Yeah, people will be afraid of God, but here is Moses with all his heart seeking for God's glory.
司布真曾经说过，他说这一个呼求，他认为是最伟大的呼求。司布真说的。Spurgeon
says that the, what Moses was seeking, just concerning the glory of God or God's glory, is the most
great calling 呼求。这是司布真的意思，就是说他要渴望神 将他荣耀显给他看。司布真是讲到王子。
I think he understood it very well. If the Lord's glory is there, you can
而且他是经历的，他跟他已经四十昼夜在一起，他还渴慕，还好像还不满足，我还要渴慕见到你的荣耀，就在这样子。然后这是他很有信心的一个祷告。
This is a heartfelt prayer.
但神，我们知道，我们知道神那时候回答他，他是说我要显我一切的恩慈从你面前经过。他没有把他荣耀的全貌给他看，但他把他荣耀的属性 attribute 可以给他看。
Yeah. So the Lord answered Moses in this way that let my goodness or my attribute pass before you. He did not actually answer Moses' prayer, right?
我们知道神的属性啊，他就是充满的都是他的神的品格，他的本质，他的属性就是 Hasad, Amen, 就是慈爱跟诚实。
And merciful and yet full of truth, yeah.
所以他用他的恩慈这属性的一部分，就 Hasad 的一部分，他要显他一切的恩慈。
Yeah, to show the totality of his goodness. But, you know, just following from Pastor Madeline's thought, that if you know the attributes of God, you know the character of God, you know God,
你知道神的品格，you know his glory, 知道神的属性，你就会真实。
Exactly.
从他的品格属性，你就会尝到他，看到他的荣耀。他的荣耀就在他的慈爱里面，就在他的恩典里面。所以他会说，我要怜悯谁，就恩待谁，就恩待谁，怜悯谁就怜悯谁。对，而且他又说，宣告我的名，我从你前面经过，我的恩慈，我的属性，你不要，你没有办法看到我荣耀的全貌，但是我把我的属性给你看见，经过让你看见，而且好慈爱哦，对不对？那故事你们都很熟悉，把它放在磐石穴中，用手遮的，免得太大的荣光要他命。然后他过去的时候，再把手拿开，他就看到他背后，看窥一窥其属性。
Here it is that the word says, and proclaim the name of the Lord. I think that this word is very powerful here. That God will, we must always remember, God will never share his glory with anyone.
So
if you have a fear of the Lord in your heart, therefore you will always proclaim the name of the Lord. Beginning of it, end of it.All glory goes to him.
这个说宣告我的名是神告诉摩西，我要宣告我们。他后来在34章6节，他果然宣告他的名。我没有 point， 但是你们都很熟。耶和华他说他自己真是就向全世界自我介绍：耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。他把他属性，他的名就是他的属性，就宣告出来。他在34章就下一章就宣告出来，所以他真的宣告他的名，而且他是有丰富的慈爱和诚实，所以他要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁，他真的把他自己的所有属性彰显出来。对，
It's just the name of the Lord, the attribute of the Lord, is only expressed to us in very few words.That he tells us he's full of goodness, full of mercy, and that he will extend his loving kindness from generation to generation. So these few things that he reveals to us, that is enough, I think sufficient for us to know who he is. And he continues to manifest through these things that he has made known to us. And again, and if you do know these, then the other mysteries of God will be given to you, I believe.
感谢主，所以呢，今天有很多很多伟人，有很大很重要的祷告呼求，但是对于司布真来说，对于我们来说呢，就说都赶不上这个求神的荣耀彰显，这个祈求来得这么的重要，这样子 ，OK？ 那我们知道，我们要渴慕神荣耀，我们有一些方面我们要配合的 ，OK？
Therefore, we must.If we ask, then we must obey to what was the requirement. Is what Pastor Melanie said.
在这里呢，我们有一些的经文就是来帮助我们。比如说，在约翰福音11章40节，我们很熟悉的，耶稣说：“我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？”信，你要相信。
John 11:40 about the associated with the glory of God. that Jesus himself say, did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God? So belief has to do with the glory of God.
Yeah. Yeah,
you must ask the Holy Spirit to help. Yeah.
对，因为在约翰福音十六章十四节，这里耶稣说他就是圣灵啊，他圣灵要来嘛，他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们，他是圣灵来是荣耀耶稣的，所以我们要求圣灵帮助他来大大的来荣耀主，让我们真的是得见他的荣耀。
So John 16:14 says, He will glorify me. In another translation, the way the Holy Spirit will always testify Jesus, will always.Then, and then he will make what is mine and declare it to you. Yeah.
所以我们一个圣灵充满的人，他真的是会常常圣灵会真的就是在荣耀耶稣，荣耀耶稣，那他就真的可以看见神的荣耀。
Because actually this word comes very much with John the Baptist's word. They say he must increase.And I must decrease. Here is also too, the words given by the Holy Spirit that Jesus must increase, ever increase in life, and we must decrease. We testify of Him.
我们一定要真的相信，然后求圣灵来帮助啊。还有，我们要知道，耶稣基督道成肉身的神的儿子，耶稣基督，他就是神荣耀的本体的彰显。是希伯来书一章三节这里记的。
Hebrews 1:3a is that who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Who are we? Who is he speaking about? Jesus.
肉身对。
Jesus.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。他就是他透过耶稣，你可以看到神的属性彰显出来。从来没有人见过神，只有在父怀里的独生子。将他表明出来，所以他是神荣耀所 发的光辉，是神本体的真相，他就是神的儿子，就是神荣耀的、表彰发表。
It's a true expression of our living God. Yeah.
对，感谢主，神的本体就是荣耀，当人看见神的荣耀，一定是马上的就俯伏在地，俯伏敬拜。只能这样子，只能降服。
When you see the glory of God, the true and living glory, you will really fall on your face.
就好像摩西三十四章那里，不是耶稣，不是耶和华跟他说，耶和华，耶和华怎么样？接着后面两节，他就俯伏下拜。摩西马上就下拜了，他看到真的是他经历的，看到的，知道这个神是怎么神，他只能敬拜，只能服。
Because when the Lord comes, the atmosphere changes. So I just want to wonder, any one of you? Yeah. When the Lord comes, the atmosphere will change.
因为我们都亏缺了，我们欠神荣耀，亏缺了，我们 fall short, 我们早熟，早钱不够，就是 short change 嘛。我们欠神荣耀，我们要渴慕他荣耀，渴慕他荣耀。然后那个，首先，然后还有一点，我们这一生，我们要定义，要叫他。第二大点，要叫他得荣耀。
You must really in our life determine to give him glory.
对，我们先渴慕，先真的渴求。
We long for the glory, and then we in our life.
我们要叫他得荣耀，我们要尽我们全力叫他得荣耀，因为我们要把他当得的荣耀还给他了。我们欠你了，我们还给你。那我们怎么样来做？我们来看圣经怎么说哈。这叫他得荣耀这一句话呢，是出自于以赛亚书六十一章的三节那里。有这么一句话是叫我们要叫他得荣耀 ，OK， 这样子，就三十一章中，这里其实是讲到主的灵在受膏者的身上，讲到在那个基督耶稣的身上，然后最后他讲到说，他赐华冠与锡安悲哀的人代替灰尘，现在很多人很悲哀 ，OK， 赐华冠与锡安代替灰尘，喜乐油代替悲哀，赞美衣代替忧伤之灵，使他们称为。公义树是耶和华所栽的，叫他得荣耀。我们都是神救我们，我们都是世人犯的罪，但神爱世人，我们叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。 是我们的公义，我们没有义的，没有义人都没有义的，是他给我们，那我们是他所栽的公义树，是要叫他得荣耀。 Okay.
So to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
就是叫他得荣耀，这个有一个这么吩咐，所以我们现在就是渴慕他荣耀，我们也要叫他得荣耀。
Okay, we must give him glory.
我们最熟悉这一节，也是几乎每次讲到都会提到的，以赛亚书43:7，这里说到，凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所造作的。
So Isaiah 43 says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
也就是说，我们人生的主要目的是怎么样？
That's about our aim and our goal is to glorify God.
要来荣耀神，要来荣耀他。还有教会设立的目的是什么？称为主的名下，我们说基督教会吗？身为他的名下的，是
为 His glory, Amen.
是为他荣耀而设立。我们人生在这个世上，是为了他荣耀而造我们。今天如果说啊，这个叫 projector 啊，这个是他的目的是什么？就是要造出来那个投影，对不对？啊，我们这个美丽的不得了，干净的不得了，造型真流线型等等，但他 不造不出来，他这个是怎么样？他造他有用吗？没有用。想到我们身上，神造我们是要做什么？而我们都不发挥我们的功能，造我们干什么？
So we have to consider that if we are to be created for His glory.And that he formed us for his glory. And if we do not give that glory, then what is the use of us?
我们的教会也是一样啊。基督，尤其我们教会名字还取得特别荣耀，基督荣耀教会，基督荣耀之家。如果我们教会一直在亏缺，而且完全的对他的荣耀就越来的越陌生，越冷淡。我们怎么能够叫他得荣耀？那这个教会神造我们，他说他所做成，他所造作的，那有用吗？
Well, she makes a very big statement. She says, this place that we call ourselves is house of glory. So I want to say that we do desire his glory, but what you desire can be a little bit different from what you are actually doing.So let us match our doing corresponding with the name. Yeah, but we have to understand, we have to really understand for each other what is God's glory. And therefore, if you determine and you want to pursue it and just forsake anything but to pursue this, like Moses pursue it, then you will see his glory.
是、yeah. 我们要先真渴慕，就像摩西真实渴慕、
right.
我们要知道，先要知道他的荣耀是怎么样、right. 我们要来渴慕他。所以老实讲，这个荣耀的题目是很大，不是一个讲道就可以 touch 完毕、
right.
但是我们要有一个开始，因为神借着现在世界的局势，加拿大的光景在对我们说话、嗯、要我们渴慕他的荣耀，要叫他得荣耀。全加拿大都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Yeah. So therefore, the thinking of the church, whatever it is, if you really want to seek the Lord's glory, how many times a day do you think about that glory? Say something is very important to you.
我们要有一些的做法了。对，但是我们先要有立定心志，要渴慕他荣耀，要叫他得荣耀。
Which is a good question.
从这里开始。
Right. Good question for all of us.
对。
Yeah. That.His glory contains so many things. First is that the fear of God must be evident. The purity of God must be evident. Everything. So therefore, if we consider this, then we live up slowly more. Aside from what we want, we live more to what's His name. So let us all do it. Amen.
对，就是只是这是一个劝勉，从领袖开始来，真是我们要真实的来看重，来宝贵，来渴慕。
Amen.
我要，我需要，我要，我渴慕。摩西那个心肠
the prayer, yeah, the prayer is help me, Lord.
但是我 常常主啊，肉心灵固然愿意，肉体有时候软弱，我们也是要来对付。
Help me, Lord. Yeah.
对，要来帮助。
Because I still do not understand what is that glory, but help me, Lord.
我们今天是被提醒了，被提醒了、
right.
神的荣耀是何等宝贵，何等重要，这样子。Right. 那我们再从圣经里面来看，叫他得荣耀，其实是圣经里面多次多方的吩咐的。在哥林多前书六章二十节、这里讲到，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神，一个吩咐，一个命令。
So 1 Corinthians 6:20 say, For you were bought at a price. Amen. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
主耶稣道成肉身，他来，其实他来就是为了要。就是他后来在约翰福音十七章那里，他有说，我没有这个 PowerPoint， 只是说他就说啊，求你荣耀你的儿子啊，叫儿子也荣耀你。他其实就是为了荣耀，就是为了他在十字架上是神荣耀最至高的彰显，他就是来就是为了要上十字架这样子。那用重价买我们，所以我们也要在我们的身上。我们身子是神的殿呐，要来荣耀神。OK，
Jesus indeed bought each one of us at His price, means at His life. So therefore, yeah, we should really totally be belong to Him in body, spirit.
你看那个保罗多么清楚啊！哥林多前书十章三十一节也讲得很仔细。所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。做什么，我们脑子里都有一个是。一切都是脑子里就想到我这荣耀有没有荣耀神，有没有荣耀神，这个要不断的在自己
especially in major decisions of our life we want to say Lord does this involve you, does this something to do with you, if it's, God is not for it, therefore we should go away from it. So therefore this 1 Corinthians 10:31 say, therefore whether you eat or drink, which is common thing, eating and drinking, or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God. Amen.
是、okay? 或吃或喝是小事、
right.
但是连这个我们都要为荣耀神而行、
yeah. right.
其实 我们常常采用于牧师的那个 video， 他非常看重这个，真的要荣耀行荣耀神是从里面出来，是基督不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，自己真的是。
Maybe Pastor Melanie, may I ask you, how many of you still ascribe to eating blood?、
没有啦，我们中间应该没有人敢吃血的吧。
I hope so not. Well, anything that has to do with blood, for example, blood pudding. Yeah, God doesn't want us to do it.
对，这个在这个绝对
就不荣耀神啊。You must understand that. Yeah,
违背神的命令。
Yeah, because one of the rules that was set with the formation of the New Testament church.
这个是已经讲得很清楚，生命在于血，你们不可吃血。就是什么其他很多事情不重要，但是吃血是绝对不行。我们是绝对不能吃血，借这个机会再。
Or even a broth, you know, a broth like the soup that has blood pudding that's being cooked in that.
就有血块。
I want to advise you, don't even.
鸡鸭血汤啦，什么猪血糕啦，这些。
Same way.
请通通 no touch, 因为这真的。
Even small things, eating and drinking, right?
这些小的事情，吃喝不是说吃喝。
Anything, yeah.
什么了不起？吃喝不是，但是在吃喝中，我们可以是荣耀神来得罪神，我们要。真的很谨慎 ，OK。然后我们感谢主，有什么样也是可以来荣耀神呢？在诗篇第五十篇的二十三节那里说：“凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。”
So what really glorify God is through our praises. Our praises glorify Him. Offer our praises to glorify Him.、Yeah.
其实诗篇五十篇是我们昨天的读经计划。昨天读经计划，我又发现他中间还有一句，也是他只是讲说，说就说你在患难之日求告我，我就必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。其实中间已经有一句吩咐，就你也要荣耀我。然后最后才讲，凡以感谢为祭，他教导我们怎么荣耀他，以感谢为祭献上给为祭的，就是荣耀我。提醒我。
I think many a times when we areIn kind of a trouble or in kind of a things that we cannot understand. In fact, if we break away from that thought, can you translate that, please, Pastor Melanie? You break away from thought, you say, God, I praise you, I glorify you, I thank you, something got broke.
对啦，如果有时候我们有 什么不好的心思意念，但是我们要断开这样子的，我们立刻就是反过来线上感谢
atmosphere change，
整个气氛都会改变，就是以感谢线上为己。
I choose to praise you. Or you feel just things are so many enemies, as it is that spiritual enemy. You say, Lord, I glorify you, I praise you. Something got broke. Let me tell you.
就是仇敌很大攻击你，也许在很不好的状况里面，你说我要选择感谢你，赞美你。我不被这些来打倒，立刻整个其实生命周围的氛围立刻改变。
He has to go. He has to go. Yeah. Because his name is great. His name is great. His name is never shame. It's great, great, great name of the Lord. Amen.
所以荣耀他其实是我们的福分，是我们当尽的义务，是我们的人生主要的目的。但是这个荣耀他其实是对我们非常有这恩大的，能够有很大的恩典跟祝福的。
That's why the verse that say from Psalm 50 that in a situation you
对你
，yeah, you break off,
你要求告
and, yeah,
求告我，我必搭救你。
Amen. Praise the Lord. His word is worthy. Yeah.
对，
holds
除了我们刚刚说的，
yeah.
要荣耀他有这些的，这些都是可以叫他得荣耀啊。比如说，就是在或吃或喝，在我们身子上都荣耀神。
Amen.
然后甚至于就是那个感谢献上为祭，还有一些不多就是约翰福音十五章八节，
yeah.
我们要多结果子。这里讲的
so,
你们多结果子
John,
我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
John,
多结果子就是荣耀神。
So John 15:8 it says, By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
所以多结果子不只是说你领人归主有那一份真的使人灵魂得救的喜悦，最主要你这样做就是荣耀神，叫他得荣耀，感谢主。
So we have to bear fruits. Amen.
对，我们上一周查的那个路加福音十三章，这里讲到说，今年且留着，我们今年神还存留我们，且留着，给我们机会，再一次给我们机会，然后看这接着下来是不是会多结果子。所以就是多结果子，父就因此得荣耀啊。我们彼此提醒，彼此鼓励，彼此造安慰、造就、劝勉。
I want to maybe just add on to what Pastor Madeline says, that the fruit, we always think that fruit is like work for the Lord. But we must not forget there is such thing as the fruit of the Spirit.
果子不是做出来的，
fruit of the Spirit.
连结于葡萄树，它是自然产生的，是生命的产生的，是也许是领人归主的。但这个这里的多结果子就是那也可能是我们圣灵的果子， 这些都是或嘴唇的果子，
yeah,
但是所有的果子
include, yeah,
都是叫父得荣耀。
yeah,
okay? Amen. 还有除了我们要感谢献上为祭，我们要身子上荣耀神，或吃或喝都荣耀神，然后还有就是我们要多结果子，还有一件也是很要紧的，也是耶稣亲自的教导，马太福音五章十六节，我们要做光做盐，你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
So let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen.
好行为我们也是不能少的。
Yeah.
我们虽然是生命的表现，但我们自己也有我们的 part 要做的。比如说我们的那个，我们要与得救的福音相称嘛。
Yes.
我们所做的所行的所这个也是可以叫父得荣耀，我们就尽力在各方方面面能够叫父得荣耀，我们都尽力而行。
Yes, amen.
OK, 我还是说那个余牧师他们常常在讲，就是一切都是要叫基督在我们身上照常显大。那这个腓立比书一章二十八，他照显大，就是他最大，他被尊崇，在遍地被尊崇。只要凡事犯胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
Philippians 1:20 is such written with such a glory from Paul that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death.
保罗真的是我们这最伟大的 使徒
了。How many times was he shipwrecked? How many times was Paul shipwrecked?
他被打的都已经不晓得
一百
多鞭了。
Forty stripes,
几次几次船难，几次什么？他但是他是或生或死，他根本不以性命为念。
And with all boldness every time.
这么勇敢，他自己都说我不以性命为念。
And I think that today's generation is a lot of cowards. I want to say, oh my goodness, yeah, yeah,
充满了懦夫，的确的确，该为主发声的也不发声，然后让仇敌就这样子的当道，让他们所谓仇敌是与神为敌的。
I don't know.
不是与我为敌，与神为敌的。
I also want to tell a little story and let Pastor Manny translate. Because no. Talking about boldness, when I was a little girl, you know, in school in Singapore, studying.
讲到勇敢呐。
I have a Chinese teacher. That's why I never want to learn Chinese. You know, yeah, one of the reasons.
那个老师使得他都不想学中文呐。
I have a very good friend, not good friend, but she was like my, her father's business and my father's business was on the same road houses, right?
都是豪门世家了。
Yeah, yeah. No. small little shop. And then the daughter, my girlfriend's name that was called Mui King, and she doesn't have the she doesn't have the time to study, really. Not like me. My father say, you must study hard. But maybe the father...
他学习不好了。
Yeah, yeah. And then the Chinese teacher would come to the class. And, you know, when I study, 我是很认真的。I'm very serious. A little bit like Joshua, you know. when I was young. And then so he came. The Chinese teacher came in. I've got to do homework, right? So,
yeah.
So he was very happy, those of us who were doing it. And then my friend, you know, submitted her book, her homework book, and was blank. She did not do her homework, you know. And then he came in, the teacher, after telling us, oh, you're so good. She took her paper, took her book. And in Singapore, we have big window. She threw it out of the window, you know. Poor thing, you know. I got so angry. I stood up. I scolded the Chinese teacher. I was very young still. I say, how dare you? How can you do that to my friend? Yeah, you know, I didn't stop there. I ran out of the classroom. I went to the garden, you know. I picked up the book. I came back to you. I came back to her. And I go to her desk. The teacher was shocked. I got it. I say, you cannot throw the book. I sat down, you know. And I went home and that, but I tell you the other part of, I went home and told my mother. My mother scolded me. My mother scolded me.
我喜欢她妈妈比喜欢她多嘛。她妈妈真的是。
My mother scolded me. He says, you trouble the teacher. I say, what?
你敢这样找老师麻烦。
Yeah, but I say she don't treat my girlfriend good. And then my mother say,
对我的朋友不好。
My mother say, maybe one day you also, she will kick you out of the class. I said, I don't mind she kick me out of the class. I don't want to be in the class, you know.
Yeah.
But the teacher did not. But I'm going to say that the act of a child, the responses to be brave is never encouraged, even in my family.
就是说小孩子很勇敢的行动。
Yeah.
但行动也要正确啊。
Right.
对啊，
No.
不是只有勇敢而已。
No, first of all, the right teaching here should be that you should not do that. But actually, you were brave. You must also to put an because then we learn to be, 这个是很麻烦, you know, so full of trouble. You don't give me trouble. So we grew up timidly, let me tell you. But I think the time has come where what the things we have to do, we have to do. We can no longer just hide.
华人的教育呢，通常是这样子的，就是要。要那个要守规矩，看重的是这个。
Yeah,
那你放心，现在的教育 work 到一个地步，比你还勇敢。我要做男就做男，要做女就做女，这样好吗？
Yeah, yeah.
勇敢的不得了，
yeah.
所以是要有一个平衡，
but,
不能过犹不及。
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
不能过犹不及。
No, what I'm trying to say is that we must raise our children. Not to be timid.
但我们不能来真的一直在压制小孩子，不让孩子就是变成胆小怕事。这一点呢，这点是感谢主，我们不是那样子的父母亲，就是一定要压制孩子，让孩子一辈子都胆小怕事。这个是确实对孩子很大的伤害。
So I did grow up a long time that what I did was wrong. No, what I did was there were two parts to it. That The thing to rise up against injustice. This is what God also teach us.
就说
we must
对不义的事情
we must
站起来对立，这是
but
这是好的
right. But the second part is how do you do it?
对，你怎么样来表达，怎么做？
So,
这个部分是有一个
规范的。Yeah. So we have to. So only God, you know, I want to say that.You know, when the day when I believe in God, God taught me a lot of things about Him Himself. There is no such thing that we cannot.
在成长的时候，有时候神也会来亲自
教导。We should do.
We should
not tolerate injustice.
你别忘，这是神拣选的。
Yeah.
神从小在母腹中就已经开始了介入了。
Yeah. So therefore, we praise the Lord. Only His teaching.
先知一定要胆大，不怕被砍头的。对。先知一定是要胆大。
I'm so brave. I tell you, sometimes I think, oh my God, what's the but somehow.God has to restore. In Revelation 22, the coward is with those that go to the pit. Right. It's with the homosexuals and all that, and it's cast into the lakes of fire. Yeah. So therefore, praise the Lord. Yeah, come back. Sorry.
Yeah. Right. 第一个，今天我们什么都没有学到，讲了那么多没学到。第一个，你要知道，神的荣耀是非常重要、
Amen.
非常宝贵，我们要渴慕的，我们都欠神荣耀的，
Amen.
全世人所有的人。好，这个我们知道。第二个，我们人生，我们被造，我的人生主要目的是要荣耀神，
right.
是要叫他得荣耀。
Right.
那我们有一些的事情，我们如果照做。他就会得荣耀，就是比如说多结果子啦，比如说那个好行为呀、啊，然后那个就是我们有一些的那个合圣神心意的，或吃或喝或在我们身子上都要来荣耀神等等的，叫神得荣耀。感谢主，我们今天就是学会这两点，我们人生一步一步的前进。一步一步的就我就告诉自己这些事情这样不荣耀神我就要境界不做
we should not fear.
每个人自己学自己的功课从牧师开始 okay,
yeah,
学自己的
功课 we should not fear because coward is likened to fear lots of fear we should never in our life have fear
我们不必要惧怕
yeah, yeah,
我们不必要惧怕
yeah,
对感谢主
yeah,
那结论就是所有的荣耀刚刚叶牧师已经先讲我要说就是没有人能够分享窃取神的荣耀
right, right.
荣耀不要归于我们、
yeah.
不要归于我们说一次不够要再说一次、
mm.
然后要因你的慈爱诚实归在你的名下、
yeah.
千万不要千万不要我们千万不要自己有时候觉得做得很好就尾巴就翘起来这个马上会被打下去我们说荣耀不要归于我们没有什么人没有什么人可以来分享窃取神的荣耀就是做得很好就是说得很好就是怎么样都不荣耀不要归于我们所有一切都是从他来的这个这有吗 有对不要归于我们
So Psalm 115 right That's what she's, Pastor Melin said. Not unto us, Lord, not unto us, but to your name give glory because of your mercy, because of your truth. Yeah.
他的名啊，他宣告他的名，他的名才是荣耀的。Okay.
We are all still learning. We don't know absolute.
我们都在学习。
Mercy. We do not know absolute truth.
我们对要因你的慈爱和诚实归在你的名下。
Amen.
神的慈爱，神的慈爱是真的要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。我们都是他手下的名下的，我们是称他名下的 ，OK， 为他荣耀而造而存在的 ，OK。然后我常常喜欢用这个罗马书11:36做总结，所有一切都是从他开始，所有一切的过程当中都是要靠着他，所有一切最后都要还给他，就是。罗马书11:39，万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。没有的讲的，没有二话的，就是荣耀都是归给他，直到永远。阿门。
So Romans 11:36 say, "For of him and through him and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever." Amen.
阿门。感谢主。好，这样子我们。我今天有被提醒啊，我希望你们也有被提醒，神的荣耀我们可能过去不够重视，不够看重。
Yeah, we have not really regard very much His glory.
今天开始，我们要常常来思想他的荣耀。
We want to think about His glory.
然后我们也希望，今天在渥太华发生的事情，神
And we believe, we want to believe that what happens, God knows. And that even the convoy in Ottawa is actually must work out for his glory.
都一切成就都是为了他的荣耀 yeah. 叫他得荣耀 这才是最终的目的 OK 感谢主 我们知道我们要回应诗歌来回应这一篇荣耀的信息 荣耀神羔羊 因为这曾被杀的羔羊 他才配得一切的权柄丰富智慧能力 知识 就是权柄尊贵荣耀颂赞 这个就是那个 Revelation 5的 被杀的羔羊 the Lamb of God
yeah.
once slain
yeah.
他就配得 okay. worthy yeah. worthy of all
worthy worthy yeah we'll sing this we'll end with this song
你们有没有像我那么兴奋 还是我今天喝了那个新的咖啡呀 手舞足蹈
很兴奋
OK 感谢主 感谢主 Hallelujah 叫神得荣耀
Amen
荣耀不是归于人
yeah, yes.
OK 我们一起用这个 我们都尽量选有英文 谢谢你今天借着这样的所发生的事情你要提醒你的教会提醒你成为你名下的子民主啊我们是为了你荣耀而造的我们是为了你的荣耀而存在的主啊让我们看重宝贵然后真是要来渴慕你荣耀主我们过去真的是亏缺了你的荣耀我们真的是得罪神啊主啊求你赦免我们你存留我们到今日你要真是给我们机会让我们能够真实的叫你的荣耀看重你的荣耀 都是极其宝贵极其重要，让我们一起来渴慕，一起来彰显，让他的荣耀大大的在我们当中来彰显出来，显明出来，叫他得最大最大的荣耀。哈利路亚，主谢谢你，赞美你，谢谢主，谢谢主今天对我们说话。然后还有不明白的，让我们回去，你继续圣灵来开启，继续对我们说话，因为我们只是我们有限，非常有限，说的不好，但是你可以解释的很明白。我们谢谢你，赞美你，奉耶稣基督的名，愿我主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，圣灵的感动和交通，常与我亲爱众弟兄姐妹同在，直到。
Glory be given to God.
对，我们把一切，我们拍手，把荣耀归给我们的主。